My name's Neil Bramley, and the name of the festival is Tora Tora Tora. We actually own a crayfishing business out on the Tora coast, on the Wairarapa coast. And the festival idea has always been kicked around, and we've had a few parties with bands and things, and we've got quite a few muso mates. And I had a bunch of friends helping me do some building out there one day, actually, and we built a big deck off our house, and we were sort of jumping around on it, and they said, "God, what a great stage." And I said, "Well, why don't we have a festival?" And that was in 2009, I think. And so the first festival was just 120 friends and family, and we hired a PA off the Blues Club in Wellington, and we pulled something together, and it was that's how it started. And since then, we've this will be our sixth festival. I feel the love. We generally do it over Easter. We haven't always done it at Easter. When Easter's late, we've sometimes decided to do it a bit earlier. But we prefer Easter because it's a four-day weekend and it gives people a chance to get there and then have a day at home after the festival on the Monday. So we I think in this time it's Easter, 3rd of April, Friday. Easter Friday's the 3rd. And I think in the future it will always be Easter. I feel the love. Extremely sheltered and user-friendly property in terms of the Wairarapa coast, because it can be pretty exposed and harsh and windswept, but we are tucked away. We've got a native bush that runs right down to the back of our property, and we're sort of tucked back in a bay, Tora Bay, which is extremely sheltered. Yeah, got our own little microclimate there, really. It's sand, so very user-friendly in terms of pitching tents. And we sort of juggle people around so they can get a reasonable level site, and we have areas for campers and vans and vehicles where people want to sleep in them. Then we have sort of tenting area and kids areas and all that sort of thing. It's good for children. It's safe. It's quite a small property. It's only 6 acres. It's pretty. You can see what's going on. Kids normally break up into 2 or 3 groups and hang out, and we have Easter egg hunts and things going on for on the Easter Day Sunday. And over the 3 days people get to know each other better, and kind of, you know, it's a nice culture kind of develops over the festival. We really encourage people to stay. That's why we have the one ticket, one price. So it's not, we don't want people just coming for the day and going. We want people to come in and experience the whole festival and the whole experience with the sea and the bush and the being close to the just the whole environment. There's great walking, there's great fishing, there's surfing, so all those things. And people sort of split off and go walking. So if there's a swell, there'll be a bunch of going up surfing, and there'll be people down the beach playing volleyball, and it spreads out, So it's basically introducing people to all that outdoor culture, and the music, of course. One of our main acts this year is the Phoenix Foundation, which we're really rapt to have. It's been a great win for us to get them. Scar band, Battlescar Galactica, that's Sally Marks. He's also going to do a solo act. The Spines, which is an old Wellington rock band. The Bones, which is Vanessa Stacey. She's got a great band. They've only been around a couple of years, but they've been getting very well known in the Wellington music scene, playing at a lot of the fairs and festivals and pubs around town. Red Dog Saloon band. And I've been around for since I was a teenager. I can remember on the Kapiti Coast. We've got the Haast Eagles, which is actually a breakaway from Eben Sparrow, mainly. There's quite a few of the boys out of that, but it'll be a lot rockier. The Frontliners are quite a... I come across them just mucking around Wellington. They play 2030 war jazz. Great, they dress up in this sort of old gear and great stage show. Broccoflower, well, they're a big funk jazz nine-piece, great stage show. Amedia Grinnell, the Grinnell family. Amedia's a lovely country singer-songwriter. Eben Sparrow, Ebony Lamb, beautiful band, yeah, well known. So Eb's played last year for us, big fan of her music, great singer-songwriter, lovely stuff. We'll have an opening ceremony on the Friday, so we encourage people to get in early, get themselves camped up. The gates will open at 10. Get in there, get yourself camped up so you can be there for the opening ceremony, which we'll have a pōwhiri for that. Some local Māori will come in and help us with that. And then we'll kick off first act about 3:30, and that'll be the Spines. We'll do an opening set. Our website is toromusicfestival.co.nz. You get directed to the ticketing through that. The ticket's $150 for the 3 days per adult, and 12 and under is free. Go onto our website, you'll see the ticket in there, and it's got lots of information about the festival and what you need to bring. It's got site maps, and we're adding information to that constantly. So as we get closer in the next few days, we'll be certainly keeping that updated with everything. That's the best way to go. And at the moment, we're certainly down to our last 100 tickets. So, if you want, and the way things have been going with a bit of publicity the last few days, we're expecting to sell out.